This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to the Purple and Gold Point After Show, presented by Map Construction. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. Got a great crowd here now. Got outstanding food, drink specials here. And again, big screen TVs all across the board. You can watch the games. And Herb and I, right before we went to break, we saw the end of the Bayou Classic where Southern held on and Grambling had a shot at the end.
Yep.
Threw a football in the end zone, got knocked away, and Southern defeats Grambling 27-22. And with like 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter, Auburn 21, Alabama 20. Who had that on the dance card today? I don't think anybody did, that Auburn would get in the ring with Alabama the way they had been playing, and Milroe had really been lighting it up all across the board. And man, Auburn came to play today. And had they had this type of offensive firepower against Georgia, I'm telling you, they'd have won that game because Georgia played El Lazio. They were really bad, and I think they turned the football over like four times in that game.
They did.
Auburn just could not take advantage of it. But it's Auburn running the football on Alabama. That's, Herb, that's the real surprise for me because I didn't think anybody would do that. I thought maybe Georgia might have some success. But, man, again, the dance card wouldn't have been checked off Auburn.
Well, it's the Iron Bowl, right?
And yeah.
Alabama, Auburn,
never know.
Anything can happen in the Iron Bowl. And that's one of the beauty of rivalry week. And I absolutely love it because so many times the team that's supposed to win loses and also loses in dramatic fashion. Now, I don't know if Alabama's going to lose or win this game, but I can tell you what, Auburn's giving them all that they want. And Auburn gave them hook, line, and sinker last week when they lost that particular
game. Man, did they get trashed last week.
They got tore up, but I think, like I said, I think it's old smoke and mirrors for Alabama, kind of showing them, hey, we don't have anything for you guys. And then all of a sudden, they pull the curtains back, and here comes the whole Auburn offense that no one ever thought would come out, which is running the football the way that they are.
But, you know, when you think about Hugh Freeze, he did have some success against Nick when he was at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He did have some success there. Now, again, he had some horses in the barn there, too. Man, he had some really good players there at Ole Miss. And, man, what we've seen now with Lane Kiffin, back-to-back 10-win seasons for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Man, you got to give Lane credit. He's not getting all these 5-star recruits and 4-star recruit guys, but he's done a great job getting most of the top players in the state of Mississippi and reaching out in the portal because he is a personality. If you play offense, then wouldn't you want, if you were quarterback or receiver, even at running back, wouldn't you want to play for Lane?
He's a guy that's a player's coach. He has an electrifying personality. He brings fun energy to the game. I mean, just the way he interacts with the media is just absolutely phenomenal. There's no other coaches that are doing that with the media, how he just
he
really
mess with you.
Pokes and it yeah, turns at you all
with
the
you
time.
A little
and
bit.
And what he does is he makes it fun for him, right? You don't have to be all this uptight and, you know, buttoned up all the way to the top of the button shirt deal, you know, as a head coach. And I think that's what the players like about Lane. And I think that's what makes him so special as a coach. And he's kind of like coach, you know, Mike Leach. You know, the players love him, and they love him going back and forth with other coaches and things of that nature. And that's a fun deal for the players.
And you think about, you know, when you think about Kiffin, it's the pitch and catch part of the game, but how well they run the ball.
Yeah.
And they got a stud now. And
they
Quinshaw.
Always have studs.
Ooh, man.
The one thing about a Lane Kiffin offense is he's going to have at least one or two stud running backs that can run the football and catch the ball out of the backfield and play very, very well. I mean, it's just – it's a part of his staple of his offense. If, you know, that's what we saw when he was at USC. That's what we saw when he was at Tennessee. That's what we saw when he was, you know, an assistant for Alabama and then now at Ole Miss.
When you look at LSU's running game, really, it's been dominated the last couple weeks by not a running back, but Jaden Daniels. But I'll repeat something maybe I say all the time. The rushing yards count the same.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter who's rushing for it. But Jaden has sort of taken over, understanding that Diggs has been sort of nicked up a little bit. He's been injured, and he's taken over that load, not only as a passer, but also as a runner. And he's dynamic. He's like the Matrix. You never really get a good shot at him. He sort of can bend his body certain ways. He's so flexible and wiry to get around hits. And that was, I think, for A&M, with all that speed on defense, they never could get a good shot at him other than when they blitzed him in the pocket.
You know, the thing about Jaden, you know, his rushing yards – always come off schedule, if you will. It's not so much the design run plays for the quarterback. It's whenever he's in the pocket,
he's
nothing's there.
Too.
And then he sees some sort of a lane somewhere, and he just literally takes it 24 yards almost every time. And it's tough to get him down because you're right. He's so wiry, so slithery. He's like a, you know, like a spilled water. It just kind of goes all over to wherever it wants to go. And he makes plays. Now, you know, today he was 11 carries for 120 yards and zero touchdowns, but his long was 49. The next person, Logan Diggs, 5 carries for 17 yards. So he was 103 yards more than the very next person and 6 carries more, only 6 carries.
That's why my thing is, if there's an argument, and this is nothing against Bo Nix.
That's it.
Nothing against Michael Penix Jr. The best player in the nation, college football player, is Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
3 losses, that shouldn't even matter, because to me, this is supposed to be an individual award as basically the best player in college football. Now, normally it goes to the best player on the best team. That's sort of how it's worked throughout the years. But if you look at how the award was set up, it's really for the best player.
Yeah, no matter the wins or losses, doesn't matter. You know, when you come back and you look at the Heisman Trophy, they give it. You know, it's voted upon before the national championship game, right? So it doesn't matter what team is actually in the national championship. And for me, it just makes sense to give it to whoever that person is that's doing something head and shoulders above and beyond anybody else. And then if you remove that person from the team, how well would that team be? How good of a team would they be if you're going to include the team aspect into it? Now, that being said, Jaden Daniels is phenomenal in every aspect, whether it's running the ball, throwing the ball, being a leader, or just taking all the tough hits and getting back up again as he did in so many games, and how he's led this team to the 9 wins that he has led them to, with lackluster defense, if you will, and by having to put up 40 points a game. That's amazing. I mean, I don't care who you are.
He's carrying 2 buckets of water.
He's carrying 3 buckets of water. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's like Charlie Chapman making it happen.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I had a texter ask about what type of numbers. Because you watch Marvin Harrison Jr. at Ohio State, and, man, his quarterback ain't in the same state, much less area code, as what Jaden Daniels is. What type of numbers would he put up at LSU? And I really couldn't answer that other than they would be large. That's all I can tell you, man, because Marvin Harrison can play. He's a terrific talent. I still am a firm believer Malik Nabers had a much better season this year, and he should be the Biletnikoff winner. But to answer that question about what type of yardage and catches Marvin Harrison Jr. would have playing with a Jaden Daniels, all I know is last year he played with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. And
So that sort of answers it. And I think he would have unbelievable numbers, similar to what you see with Malik.
If he was in that position to be number one or two receiver, yeah, he would, because he'll get the ball thrown to him pretty often. But if he's on LSU's team, you're part of something that's a three-headed monster, four-headed monster, if you will, if you add Kyren Lacy to the bunch. So he could be on the opposite side of that and maybe have 700-800 yards receiving, if you will, along with Brian Thomas's 1,000 yards and Malik's 1,400-1,500 yard receiving.
All I know is Michael Penix Jr. at Washington, he ain't playing with chopped liver.
No,
at wide receiver. And Oregon got guys, they all sort of look the same. I mean, all kind of smaller guys, thin, but, man, they can run. So Bo Nix ain't playing with no chop liver either.
No, they're lightning fast guys that can move around. And they with Oregon's offense, they do a lot of misdirection stuff. And they get the ball out of their hands fairly quick, like 5 yards or less. The ball is coming out, and those little guys make some plays.
When we come back, I'll give you the question now, but there are a lot of people that would love to see a bowl game, LSU-Notre Dame. because the storyline, come on, it draws interest.
Yeah, it does.
It would draw interest in that game. That's where Brian was, and Marcus now has taken over, and how it works out. They had a transfer quarterback, Sam Hartman. He came in from Wake Forest, and he's done a good job for them. But thoughts about that right after we take a break here on our Purple and Gold Point After, presented by Map Construction. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Jason and the crew here will take really good care of you. And again, great food here. It's just awesome, along with super drink specials. And you look around, they got all the games on right now, and you can watch Auburn continually with a 21-20 lead over Alabama as we're into the fourth quarter. We'll be back with more of the Purple and Gold Point After Show right after this break here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're back here on our Purple and Gold Point After Show. Mike Dottiglia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Jason and the crew will take care of everybody here. Got great food here, drink specials, and also surrounded by televisions. We brought up of what's happening in the future. And that's going to be a bowl game for LSU.
Yep.
And a lot of people would love to see LSU play Notre Dame. And again, in a bowl game, you know, some teams travel well, some teams don't. But you're looking for a story.
Mm-hmm.
Man, okay, you're going up against your old team. You know, I think that would be a really good storyline. I'm not sure Brian Kelly would like it. But I think people who run the bowl games would, they would really like it. And I'm not sure Marcus would be too crazy about it either. Because if you lose that game, you know what it meant? What? You lost to Brian Kelly?
I think wherever they would play that game, all the fans would be there, whether it's LSU or Notre Dame, because everybody wants to see
Notre Dame travels now.
They travel very well. LSU travels very, very well as well. So especially those two teams meeting up in some – bowl game in Florida or Texas somewhere or something like that would be phenomenal. And, you know, the thing about it, though, the one of the reasons why I wouldn't think that Brian would enjoy it so much is because Jaden Daniels probably wouldn't be playing. Yeah,
exactly. That's I was going to bring that up, too.
And maybe even Malik, you know, I don't know. But it would be one of those things where Brian would probably try to do everything he can in his power to shut that down and just say, hey, guys, no, we're not going to do this. But he don't have a choice. Whatever they're going to pay the school to go and play, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know that for the bowl game, they won't. They'll say, oh, that was never part of the consideration. Well, you full of you know what. If you didn't
that's right.
think about setting up the former coach up against his old team.
That's right.
I hate to tell people, but folks do lie in this world. I hate to break them that news.
Every now and then, right?
Every now and then. A lot of it depends on who you hang out with.
That's
they do
right.
a lot of
nine.
Or it's like National Enquirer. There's a little bit of truth to it, but they stretch that rubber band, dude, that we could wrap it around this table that we at. And it happens to everybody. We all been in that situation with people that are like that and real good at it, too, because, it's the old Seinfeld line that, George stole it to Jerry. If you believe it, it's real.
It's real. it doesn't matter if it's real or not. If you believe it, that's all that matters. And you're absolutely right. That's it. It's one of those things where people just stretch, and they try to implant very small bits of the truth in there and try to make you, you know, sell you on it. And then all of a sudden, here we go. We're in the middle of a whole bunch of you know what.
And also, too, because there's no borders anymore.
No.
State-wise,
right?
Everything is open where you'll see a top recruit leave Louisiana, go to Texas, and then you grab a kid from Florida or you grab a kid from Texas. Now, mostly it's regional. You don't see a lot of kids from Pennsylvania or Colorado or California going to LSU. Every once in a while you'll get one, but mm-hmm. Regionally, those borders, man, it's wide open today.
Yeah.
It really is.
I remember when I was in LSU playing, we had a kid from Seattle, Jamal Hill. He was a highly touted linebacker that came from Seattle. So, and we were like, man, why did we go way to Seattle when we know there's somebody in Lafayette?
They got a kid at Denham Springs that can play.
So, but you're right, though. But the only reason why you go that far out now is because those are top recruits and you can get them in. You can bring them in. But, you know, I'm always and I have always been, like I told you before, a fan of, putting a steel fence around this border of this state and then you know, you add Texas to that, you add Mississippi, and as much as Alabama and Florida as you can, and then you try to lock that down, because this is where you're going to get that talent from when it comes to athletic ability and skill positions. Now, when you start talking these big boys up front, the Mississippi, Texas, Alabama, and maybe even further north, that's where you're going to go get those big boys offensive linemen from. And that's what Brian Kelly was really good at when he was at Notre Dame and prior school.
Because he had to.
Because he had no choice. Yeah, he didn't have,
they don't have a ton of players.
That's
in
right.
Indiana.
That's right.
So you had to recruit nationally.
Yeah, so I think that he's going to do a really good job moving forward. And, you know, obviously you have Frank Wilson, and Frank has been top-tier recruiter his entire
career. Ain't a high
career.
School coach in Louisiana that don't know Frank Wilson.
That's right. And I would stretch that and go to Texas, Mississippi, and Alabama, and probably Florida as well.
Yeah, because Frank was at McNeese, and mm-hmm. he did a lot of recruiting out in the, especially in the East Texas area, where,
yep.
where they got people, they got players.
Right.
That's a Curtis Johnson line, but it is true. Where mm-hmm. they got people, they got players. And so it's trying to find, I guess, best word to use, the right fit for what you do.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's development with players.
Yes.
That,
you hit it on
that's
the head.
The other part. Do you see the vision for that guy 2 years from now? And some coaches, you know, hey, give me the guy that I know about. Man, I don't want to talk about no development, because if I develop him, might be developing for another coach.
Somebody else.
But when you like Brian Kelly, you got a 10-year contract and you got $100 million, you can afford to do that. And I think it's the second stage with Brian now in LSU. And it's about re-recruiting your own talent that's on the team that could get kind of pulled away mm-hmm. and poached away, and then more on the high school level. And you just kind of signify a couple spots where you can go in the portal and grab a guy that could immediately help you out. If it's at cornerback, yep. if it's at defensive tackle, you name it, that he can come in to help. And then you also use the portal for when you lose a player and you need to replace him, mm-hmm. Because of his skill set and also playing time, you also have to use it that way.
You know, Brian talked about the development of players, because he was talking about Malik Nabers as well as Jaden Daniels, and how they've developed those two guys specifically over the past couple of years to get them to where they are now. And for him, he said that's very, very important, not only for those two guys, but moving forward for all of his players, whether or not he gets a sophomore or a junior that's in the portal and be able to develop them to become whatever they need to be for LSU, or if it's a high school guy that comes in and be able to develop them as well. That development plays such a key in the role of college sports that is really, really, truly important and needed. I just remember, and I go back to all of those years when LSU, we were, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, right? And everybody's like, well, what about our offense? What about what? Why can't we throw the ball? Why can't we do this?
What quarterback going to come here with that?
Well, here's the thing. The thing is not so much that, is that we couldn't even develop the quarterbacks throughout that time to get them to throw the ball.
Yeah.
So if you remember, all the quarterbacks, I remember all of them being transfers. Right? I mean,
Danny Etling was one, Zach Mettenberger,
and somebody else. Can't think of the other guy, but he was one as well. And I'm like, man, we can't get a guy out of high school and develop him for anything. And it's okay if you get a transfer from somewhere, that's fine, as long as you can develop him and turn him into a Joe Burrow or a Jaden Daniels. Now, they have different sets of skills, but they both are really great and high IQ football players that can lead young men to the promised land, and that's why those guys are so great. But the coaching development of the players is what you're paying the coaches for, nothing else.
Yeah, and you think about, so I'll ask you the question, I get asked all about it. Do you think this team will go out and get a transfer quarterback? And my answer is yes. If something happens to Garrett Nussmeier, and I'm talking about physically, what do you have? You want something to back up Garrett or compete with him for a starting spot that has taken a few snaps at the most critical position on the field.
Yeah.
And so I'll ask you, because I think for me it's obvious you got to do it, your thoughts on going out and get a transfer portal quarterback, and how much easier it is now because of Burrow, because of Jaden Daniels and their success here.
I think you have to – I think it's needed, but it has to be the right guy. It has to be the right fit, the right skill set, the right type of high IQ player that we're used to seeing, because it can't just be somebody that just has a, some sort of a name. Because if you think about it, Jaden Daniels was kind of under the radar, if you will, when he was playing at Arizona, in Arizona State. And it was just one of those things where who is this kid? We heard about him coming out of high school, but he did some okay things his true freshman year, a little bit in sophomore year, but that was about
then
it.
Then he trailed off.
Yeah, and then so there was no development there. So I think they do get one, but it has to be the right guy. And who is that guy? And that guy has to be able to show the potential that he can be a great leader in the locker room, on the field, and great skill set on the field, but also be someone that, I think they really like those fourth-year guys that have 2 years, right, left over, because then they can graduate and then they can take one class and they can be studying constantly for that senior year. And I think that's important as a development of that player as well.
Yeah, because one of the things Jaden had told me at the Manning Passing Academy, and then Coach Kelly has repeated it, is that, man, they run me off.
Yeah.
In the film room, I was spending so much time there, and Coach Kelly was, no, you got to get out of here. I see you more than some of the coaches in here.
Yeah,
and that might have been said in jest, but it goes to show. And you played that position. How much time and effort
it takes
to play it? It's just not throwing the football in the backyard, with your kids or when you were younger playing, with people your age. Man, it's a totally different ball game today.
And the thing about it too is so much more difficult when you're a freshman or sophomore that and you have a full load of classes, right? 17
right.
hours, 21 hours of classes. That's very difficult to do, to try to be in the film room all day long. That's why I think they really like those fourth year, fifth year seniors who has either graduated already, taken one class, or about to graduate, and then the next year they're taking that one class or whatever, just so that they can be eligible to be able to play. And it's important. The understanding,
the mental part of it is correct. Underestimated for people who don't know.
Not just underestimated, it's grossly underestimated, because
yeah.
People don't realize how much happens in such a short period of time when you're playing the quarterback positions. And that's not even go that deep. That's super deep. You have to know every play that the offense is doing, every player's position, whatever they're doing on whatever specific play, from the center all the way to yourself. And then you also have to know what the defense is doing on every play. And that's not an easy thing to do. Everybody doesn't have to know every position and what they're doing on every single play, except for the quarterback.
The other position, too, I would put high priority in, center.
Huge.
Because not only do you play your spot, you got to get everybody else lined up.
Everybody.
And you understand the fact that you're calling different pickups, because mm-hmm. now the blitzes just don't come off the edge.
They're
coming
everywhere.
up the middle. They're coming up different areas. And two is underestimated. I talked to Kevin Mawai about this, about sometimes a quarterback gets a little excited.
Yep.
He said sometimes it's when you're doing real well and sometimes when you're not. And your job as a center is to calm his nerves
right.
as a player.
Yeah, if you got a quarterback that gets really excited or whatever, he may not be that guy that has ice running through his veins, as you say. Maybe he's not the guy, but the quarterback should be the one it's an extension of the center, right? They should be in tune all the time. So if a center has to turn around and get the quarterback straight, something ain't right there. Because the center controls everything from the center out to the tackles. And, you slide the protection left, slide it right, or they fan out, whatever they need to do. And then the running back has to be a part of that as well. And the quarterback has to be on the same page. It's whenever you see offensive linemen sliding one way and then defenses, blitzing off the edge from the other side, you should see a running back going to pick up that particular blitz. And if they're not all in sync and in one, it's going to be a long, long day for whatever offense that is.
Joe Clark, who lived next to me for so many years, was saying, a lot of times an offensive lineman will catch heat. And sometimes it's not the lineman that misses the block. is a tight end,
mm-hmm.
a running back.
Yep.
He doesn't pick up his assignment
yep.
to pick up that guy either coming off the edge or coming up the middle.
Yep.
And he, offensive line, look how bad they didn't pick that guy up. Well, that's not their –
that's not his man.
It wasn't his guy. Yeah. And so, again, it's not like playing high school football 40 years ago or playing in your backyard. It's a totally different game today.
And then if you stretch it out even further, you got to go to the tight ends and a slot receiver or even the outside receiver. Right. Whenever somebody's blitzing off of them, they have to be able to see the side adjust. Quarterback has to see it because they, you know, 9 times out of 10, the offensive lineman and the running back can't pick up more than 6 guys, of course, right? And so the quarterback and the receivers have to be on the same page to be able to do a side adjust and get the ball out as soon as possible.
This was Vic Fangio took a year off of mm-hmm. coaching in the NFL. He did a couple shows with Bobby and I, and he talked about, asked him about what do you look for in a corner? And he's like, first things first, can he tackle? Because eventually
– yep.
he's got to make that open field tackle.
Yep.
And you see a lot of guys, it's just Ole moves. You know, they're mm-hmm. trying to get in somebody's way
yep.
or they hanging on. And secondly, the ability to take the right angle to the football in flight.
Right.
He said those are the two things for me. He said I've coached small corners. I've coached 6'3" corners. I've coached 5'8" corners. Okay, the size and the recovery speed is important. But that ability to tackle out into the open field and find the ball quickly in flight,
yep.
like you said, I can't teach that. I can't teach that guy to find that football. Either you got it or you don't in being able to pull your head around at the right moment to see it when you can knock the ball away. And LSU, man, they struggled today finding the football in flight.
Did.
I thought they had done a pretty good job the last couple of weeks. But, man, did they struggle today finding the football in flight.
I don't know if the sun was in their eyes or what, but there was a couple times where we jumped way early and the ball would just sail right over our heads as, hands as we were coming down. And you know, Coach Vangio was absolutely spot on. The first thing for me is being able to find that ball in flight, right, first, and knowing when to turn that head around to either make an adjustment to catch the intercept or knock the ball down, whatever it may be. Then the second thing is making tackles because, first of all, they have to catch the ball in order to make the tackle. So if I allow them to catch the football, then I'm going to make the tackle right then and there. Now, if you got a running back like, you know, Barry Sanders coming down on you and you're a cornerback or something that's out there wide, you know, by yourself, that's a tough task to bring down Barry Sanders or somebody like that, any of those guys in the NFL, really good running backs. But somebody that can really, you know, form tackle, wrap up, and bring a guy down is very, very important.
I had an NFL corner. I'm not going to say his name, but he said, man, the first time I played the Titans and I took a look at Derrick Henry, I'm like, what? That, he's playing running back?
That's right.
And he said, you know, man, it ran into my mind. Man, I hope I don't catch him out in the open field. And he said, sure enough, third play of the game, he cuts the corner and it's me and him. And he said, the first thing I heard was his hand hit my helmet. He said it sounded like a sledge. And Derek actually, because I've been to the Titans situation, mm-hmm. he practices using that hand and slamming it up against your helmet to keep you away. And it does have a distinct sound. And he was like, man, I caught it. I caught it from Henry right off the bat. He said, man, I was telling the referee, is there a penalty for that? He said, I know of. Yeah, I can't penalize him for hitting you in the helmet with his hand.
That distinct sound is distincts. I don't want to get hit by this again.
We'll be back with more of the Purple and Gold Point After Show presented by MAP Construction. We're at 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit Herb and I. Got a few more minutes left at Acme Oyster House. Jason and the crew here will take good care of you. We'll be back with more of the post-Purple and Gold Point After Show right after these messages. We're back here on our Purple and Gold Point After Show presented by MAP Construction. I'd like to tell you, along with Herb Tyler, we're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got a full house here, but still got a few tables open. Great food and drink specials. Herb, one of the things now that the regular season's over with, and you get a little bit of time off, but then you get a chance to prepare for the bowl game. Kind of explain to everybody how that is with young players because maybe a guy who's a freshman, a sophomore who hasn't played a lot, you're going to get some snaps here and some valuable playing time up against your own team,
yeah,
so to speak. But you are getting practice time that you normally wouldn't get.
It's basically like going back into spring football, right? So they're going to be 2 to 2.5 weeks of straight practice against one another. And it's important for those freshmen, sophomores, and those juniors who are not playing, because then they get to showcase what they're doing or what they can do. And the coaches are looking for that going into this bowl game. And a lot of times these guys will go into that bowl week of practice, and they may be a third teamer, and they may move up to second team. You may move up to first team because a guy like Malik may not be playing. And so if you're, a third team receiver, here's your opportunity to make a statement. And not just at receiver, but also at the special teams. I'm telling you, that is key.
Correct.
Too. When you get a guy, you can find a guy for special teams, punt return or kick return or something like that during that bowl week. And the preparation leading up to that is key, because it's another season. Everything starts back at zero, and you don't have to really worry about what you did or did not do prior to that moment, because the coaches kind of reset, and then they're going to have scrimmages. It's going to be at least 3 or 4 scrimmages within those 2 weeks leading up to that game, to where it's going to be full pads, and it's going to be full go, and everybody going, it's going to be mano a mano, shoulder pad on shoulder pads, and let's see who's going to be end up standing at the end of the week.
I never forget this. We do in pregame for LSU Oklahoma. Saban was still coaching LSU at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Switzer shows up. So Buddy DiLiberto and I, we get Barry to come do it. Man, Barry, he's always colorful. But one thing he said has always stuck with me. He's like, the team you see at the end of the season, if it's late November, early December, you never see that team again.
Nope.
Either they get better or they get worse.
Right.
And he said, I've had teams – we don't play well maybe the last game. Maybe we lost the last game. Mm-hmm. And you sort of down. And then that team shows up big, if it's early January, if it's January 1st, and now the way it's maneuvered around how you play late December, early January. And he said, I've had teams, we look great down the stretch, and then distractions come in. Should I come out early for the NFL draft? Oh, I want tickets for this. Oh, I got family for this.
Mm-hmm.
I got, a girlfriend here, this and that. And he said, I'm just telling you, that team never shows back up.
Nope.
It's one of the two. It's not the same. You get better or you get worse.
Yeah, you're going to digress or you're going to progress, right? And it's because it's so many different moving parts and things are different. So you may play your last game here, November 25th if you're LSU. You may not play again until December 25th. So, who knows? Maybe January 1st. We don't know when they're going to play again, but that's a whole month away.
That's a long time.
You have to be able to build that camaraderie again. You have to build.
And football's not a light switch.
No.
It's not on and off.
It's a team sport, and you got, 11 men on both sides, and you all have to be on the same wavelength, if you will. And not just that, like I said before, you're going to have guys that's not going to be playing in a bowl game. So now you've disrupted that whole entire flow and that magnetic force field that you have that's brought these guys together for the previous 11, 12, 13 games. And now it's different. Complete different atmosphere, complete different, moxie and way of practicing and understanding one another, things of that nature. So let's just look at if Jaden Daniels does not play.
Your outlook on this team is totally different.
Complete different. So who is that guy that steps in? Can he do the same thing that he was doing? Probably not. But how can he turn his own, energy into something that's special for this team moving forward in that bowl game?
Yeah, talking to Drew Brees during the summer, and he brought up the fact that when LSU played Purdue in the bowl game last year, he's like, we had 5 guys that didn't play.
Yeah.
But he said the difference between LSU and Purdue is LSU got a bunch of dudes on that team.
Second team, third team.
He said, at Purdue, our first team was pretty good, and then there's a bit of a drop-off. And there's a real drop-off when you get to the third team.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, when you lose 5 or 6 key players that decide, I'm not going to play. I'm coming out early for the NFL draft.
Yeah.
He said, for LSU, they can maybe overcome that.
Right.
And Alabama might be able to overcome that. But for a team like Purdue – You're not overcoming that.
No, and not every team can overcome that. Even it makes it even tougher for an LSU who was depleted a couple years ago to overcome
that. 39
right?
kids that
yeah,
were left?
It's just so difficult because it's people are so finicky and they're so different, and you just don't know what's going through somebody's head. And then when you start to elevate these younger kids to get in there and start playing, you just don't know how well they're going to, you know, understand and take the spotlight. When those lights turn on, or their eyes going to get big, or they're going to tense up and not play as well as you would normally see them in practice, things of that nature. It's a bunch of different moving factors that come into play that very difficult for coaches to put their hands on and to keep moving forward and be successful in a bowl game.
We got one more short segment left on our Purple and Gold Point After Show. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit. Got a few tables open, but, man, it's filled up pretty great here. And I know Jason and the crew will do a great job of taking care of you if you're in the Baton Rouge area. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Purple and Gold Point After Show, presented by Map Construction, right after this quick break. We're finishing up on our Purple and Gold Point After Show. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Want to thank Map Construction, always great presenters of the program here.
That's right.
And we just saw it.
Built
and
behind.
It looks as though Auburn had Alabama by the teriyaki, so to speak. Man, Jalen Milroe hangs one up, and Isaiah Bond on a fourth down play catches the ball in the corner of the end zone.
Awesome.
And with 32 seconds left.
Hey.
And now they're lining up to kick the extra point, and it would make it Alabama 27, Auburn 24 with 32 seconds left. And Auburn had them. They had them.
You know what that means? The game is not over with. This is the Iron Bowl. So you just
We've seen some crazy stuff in this.
We really
have. But, man, what an ending to the game.
That's right.
On a fourth down play, send everybody, only three rush Milroe, and he just hangs one up in the corner. And again, Isaiah Bond comes up with the catch. And this place, you could just hear it.
Everybody,
all at one time. And Nick Saban in Alabama looks as though they're going to come out with the victory over Auburn. Herb, great to work with you. I think probably we'll have one more bowl game to do. And thanks so much. Great coverage this morning and also this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank all our listeners and everybody here at Acme Oyster House for tuning in. So, for Mike DeTellier, Herb Tyler, that's it for our Purple and Gold Point After Show. And we'll be back come bowl game right here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're back here on our Purple and Gold Point After Show, presented by MAP Construction. Mike Dettey along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got a full house here, but still got a few tables open. Great food and drink specials. Herb, one of the things now that the regular season's over with, and you get a little bit of time off, but then you get a chance to prepare for the bowl game. Kind of explain to everybody how that is with young players. Because maybe a guy who's a freshman, a sophomore who hasn't played a lot, you're going to get some snaps here and some valuable playing time night up against your own team,
yeah,
so to speak. But you are getting practice time that you normally wouldn't get.
It's basically like going back into spring football, right? So they're going to be 2 to 2.5 weeks of strength practice against one another. And it's important for those freshmen, sophomores, and those juniors who are not playing, because then they get to showcase what they're doing or what they can do. And the coaches are looking for that going into this bowl game. And a lot of times these guys will go into that bowl week of practice, and they may be a third teamer, and they may move up to second team. You may move up to first team because a guy like Malik may not be playing. So if you're, a third team receiver, here's your opportunity to make a statement. And not just at receiver, but also at the special teams. I'm
right.
Telling you, that is key.
Correct.
Too. When you get a guy, you can find a guy for special teams, punt return or kick return or something like that during that bowl week. And the preparation leading up to that is key, because it's another season. Everything starts back at zero, and you don't have to really worry about what you did or did not do prior to that moment, because the coaches kind of reset, and then they're going to have scrimmages. It's going to be at least 3 or 4 scrimmages within those 2 weeks leading up to that game, to where it's going to be full pads, it's going to be full go, and everybody going, it's going to be mano a mano, shoulder pad on shoulder pads, and let's see who's going to be ended up standing at the end of the week.
I never forget this. We do in pregame for LSU Oklahoma. Saban was still coaching LSU at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Switzer shows up. So Buddy DiLiberto and I, we get Barry to come do it. Man, Barry, he's always colorful. But one thing he said has always stuck with me. He's like, the team you see at the end of the season, if it's late November, early December, you never see that team again.
Nope.
Either they get better or they get worse.
Right.
And he said, I've had teams – we don't play well maybe the last game. Maybe we lost the last game. Mm-hmm. And you sort of down. And then that team shows up big, if it's early January, if it's January 1st, and now the way it's maneuvered around how you play late December, early January. And he said, I've had teams, we look great down the stretch, and then distractions come in. Should I come out early for the NFL draft? Oh, I want tickets for this. Oh, I got family for this.
Mm-hmm.
I got, a girlfriend here, this and that. And he said, I'm just telling you, that team never shows back up.
Nope.
It's one of the two. It's not the same. You get better or you get worse.
Yeah, you're going to digress or you're going to progress, right? And it's because it's so many different moving parts and things are different. So you may play your last game here, November 25th if you're LSU. You may not play again until December 25th. So, who knows? Maybe January 1st. We don't know when they're going to play again, but that's a whole month away.
That's a long time.
You have to be able to build that camaraderie again. You have to build.
And football's not a light switch.
No.
It's not on and off.
It's a team sport, and you got, 11 men on both sides, and you all have to be on the same wavelength, if you will. And not just that. Like I said before, you're going to have guys that's not going to be playing in a bowl game. So now you've disrupted that whole entire flow and that magnetic force field that you have that's brought these guys together for the previous 11, 12, 13 games, and now it's different. complete different atmosphere, complete different, you know, moxie and way of practicing and understanding one another, things of that nature. So let's just look at if Jaden Daniels does not play.
Your outlook on this team is totally different.
Complete different. So who is that guy that steps in? Can he do the same thing that he was doing? Probably not. But how can he turn his own, you know, energy into something that's special for this team moving forward in that bowl game?
Yeah, talking to Drew Brees during the summer, and he brought up the fact that when LSU played Purdue in the bowl game last year, he's like, you know, we had five guys that didn't play. Yeah. But he said the difference between LSU and Purdue is LSU got a bunch of dudes on that team.
Second team, third team.
That's right. Said, you know, like what at Purdue, our first team was pretty good, and then there's a bit of a drop-off. And there's a real drop-off when you get to the third team.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you know, when you lose five or six key players that decide, you know, I'm not going to play, I'm coming out early for the NFL draft.
Yeah.
He said, you know, for LSU, they can maybe overcome that.
Right.
And Alabama might be able to overcome that. But for a team like Purdue, you're not overcoming that.
No, and not every team can overcome that. Even it makes it even tougher for an LSU who was depleted a couple years ago to overcome
that.
39
right? kids that
yeah,
were left?
It's just so difficult because it's people are so finicky and they're so different, and you just don't know what's going through somebody's head. And then when you start to elevate these younger kids to get in there and start playing, you just don't know how well they're going to, you know, understand and take the spotlight. When those lights turn on, or their eyes going to get big, or they're going to tense up and not play as well as you would normally see them in practice, things of that nature. It's a bunch of different moving factors that come into play that very difficult for coaches to put their hands on and to keep moving forward and be successful in a bowl game.
We got one more short segment left on our Purple and Gold Point After Show. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit. Got a few tables open, but, man, it's filled up pretty great here. And I know Jason and the crew will do a great job of taking care of you if you're in the Baton Rouge area. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Purple and Gold Point After Show, presented by Map Construction, right after this quick break. We're finishing up on our Purple and Gold Point After Show. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. I want to thank Map Construction, always great presenters of the program here.
That's right.
And we just saw it.
Built
and
behind.
It looks as though Auburn had Alabama by the teriyaki, so to speak. Man, Jalen Milroe hangs one up, and Isaiah Bond on a fourth down play catches the ball in the corner of the end zone.
Awesome.
And with 32 seconds left, and now they're lining up to kick the extra point, and it would make it Alabama 27, Auburn 24 with 32 seconds left, and Auburn had them.
You know what that means. The game is not over with. This is the Iron Bowl, so you just
never
know.
We've seen some crazy stuff to end this.
You
we really,
know.
Really have. But, man, what an ending to the game.
That's right.
On a fourth down play, send everybody, only three rush Milroe, and he just hangs one up in the corner. And again, Isaiah Bond comes up with the catch. And this place, you can just hear it.
Everybody,
all at one time. And Nick Saban in Alabama looks as though they're going to come out with the victory over Auburn. Herb, great to work with you. Probably we'll have one more bowl game to do. And thanks so much. Great coverage this morning and also this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank all our listeners and everybody here at Acme Oyster House for tuning in. So, for Mike DeTellier, Herb Tyler, that's it for our Purple and Gold Point After Show. And we'll be back come bowl game right here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.